Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Adam Schefter tweeting about offensive coordinator Eagles offensive coordinator Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore emerging as the lead candidate to land the Saints. And before I bring him on, let me explain to you why the sources within organizations leak stuff to people like Adam Schefter. That's because they're looking down the line and they know that they can curry more favor when they need something with somebody nationally. I'm just being honest here, and that's what I do, than they can with somebody local like our sports director, Steve Geller. Steve, I mean that as no disrespect to you at all, but for people that wonder, why does Adam Schefter get this stuff? It's because that's the way it works. Accurate?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Man, this Saints coaching search has turned into a bit of a soap opera with, you know, names dropping out and who's coming to visit, who's not. It doesn't look like we're going to get anything wrapped up until after Super Bowl. And with the Saints being the only open job available, at least there is no rush to name a head coach right now.
I don't think that's necessarily a negative, do you?
No, for sure. I mean, the fact that they don't have to make this snap decision because they've got another team breathing down your neck, maybe interested in that same person. I think losing out on someone like an Aaron Glenn to the New York Jets, that one stung a bit just because I think that was probably the team's top option, and he didn't even come back for a second interview here in New Orleans. They got what they wanted in New York. He went there for his in-person interview, and like I say, never left the building. He did leave, but went back to Detroit, talked to his family, and just a couple hours later decided to take the job with the Jets.
To be clear, he was with the Jets before he was with the Saints as a player, right? And secondly, time will tell whether that stings or not. We don't know at this point. We'll have to see how it plays out, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks are critical of the thinking that, you know, a defensive-minded coach can get the job done in now today's NFL. And I think you look back, the last 4 or 5 Super Bowl matchups, all the coaches are offensive minds, so that's pretty telling.
Let's talk about this Eagles offensive coordinator. Tell me about Kellen Moore.
Yeah, the Saints flew out to Philadelphia Monday night to visit with Kellen Moore. Obviously, Philadelphia is busy getting ready for Super Bowl here in New Orleans, and for him to fly down to New Orleans, have an interview, go back to Philly, and then come back again to get ready for the big game definitely didn't make sense. It shows you, though, how interested I think the Saints are in Kellen Moore to make that trip up to Philly. Supposedly, reportedly, it was a long interview that started Monday night and went into, you know, the wee hours of Tuesday morning. And I thought there's a few things interesting with Moore. Some will say he's a guy that was born for this. Saw that when he was 17 years old during a recruiting visit, he showed Boise State coaches his own playbook that he had designed. He was a quarterback. His dad was a high school head coach, so he's got that definitely in his blood. And, you know, he's been around the block now in the NFL after being a former quarterback in the league. 6 years as an offensive coordinator. Four of those years have been, he's had top 10 offenses, been with three NFL teams. This will be a first Super Bowl appearance here and has worked for four head coaches and Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy, Brandon Staley, and now Nick Sirianni. Look at some of the quarterbacks he helped develop, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, and this year with Jalen Hurts. But that's not the talk of the Philadelphia Eagles this season. It's definitely been about their offensive line and the run game that's just been able to demolish and smash people.
Age, I'm of the belief, is just a number. When people talk about, you know, Andy Reid is 66. He's the oldest. He's coaching the Chiefs. Mike McCarthy, who's out of it, was...
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
60. Sean Payton is the sixth oldest coach in the NFL. He's 60. It's funny how time flies. When it comes to the head coach of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, he's among the younger at the younger end of it. He's only, I got it right here in front of me, 42. Kellen Moore is 36, right?
Yeah, it's wild to think about that. A 36-year-old, and what's pretty, and a little fun fact, his senior year at Boise State, he took on a redshirt sophomore quarterback at Fresno State named Derek Carr. So they played each other in college. Pretty funny if the Saints end up hiring him and Carr ends up sticking around.
But I think one way to look at this, first of all, Sean McVay's 38, and he was 30, I think, when he got the head coach with the Rams. So it's not a function of age. You can be successful, I think, in terms of relating to the players. Maybe it could be an advantage to be young. And I think when it comes to offensive creativity, and you can talk about this when we come back from the break, I think it's all about making the most of what you have. And when you talk about a guy showing up with his own playbook at Boise State as, what, a sophomore in high school? Is that what you told me?
Yeah, during his recruiting cycle, 17 years old, the coaches there at Boise State talked about, you know, they were designing plays with him, and he takes out this notebook and basically had a whole list of offensive schemes and ideas that he already had at 17 years old.
So there you go. Maybe that's a very important part of being able to create new schemes and make the most of what you have with the Saints, given the limitations they have. We'll take a break, pick it up, we come back. If you have any questions, 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along to WWL Sports Director Steve Geller when we come back. Right now, time for traffic, WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, talking about using, Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore becoming a new head coach of the Saints, and an offensive guy, very creative, and making the most of the Saints' talent that they have. What about, developing Spencer Rattler, working with Derek Carr, new schemes? What could we look for? Because, has moved on? Kubiak, right?
Clint Kubiak is now in Seattle, right?
Yeah. So talk about that, and also in the time we have left, if not Kellen Moore, who?
Yeah, if it's not Kellen Moore, still in the mix, you have Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator with the New York Giants, who is currently at the Senior Bowl right now with a bunch of other Saints assistants. We heard from him yesterday in the interview process with the Saints, saying everything went well. He's got his fingers crossed and, you know, hoping that things go well with the job opening still there. The defensive coordinator, Miami Dolphins, and Anthony Weaver. And along with, we're talking about Kellen Moore, there's still also interim head coach Darren Rizzi. But I think that ship has kind of sailed. When you look at a Kubiak, you know, taking off, and a few other assistants have taken other jobs, I feel like those guys might have been retained if Rizzi was still the guy around here. that's nothing from, you know, personal knowledge or any kind of inside info there. It just doesn't feel right. Like, kind of like the situation with Mike McCarthy. That interview process kept getting pushed back and back, and something didn't seem right there. And in the end, we found out he's just going to hold his name back and be part of the hiring cycle for next season. As for Kellen Moore, former NFL quarterback, didn't have so much success in the league, but right after retiring, got a job as the QB's coach in Dallas. The very next season was promoted to offensive coordinator and has been in that role ever since, being with the Dallas Cowboys, the LA Chargers last season, and then Philadelphia Eagles this year. Really known as a guy that likes to sling it around, but when you have an offensive line like the Philadelphia Eagles and a running back like Saquon Barkley, he kind of made those adjustments, I feel like, to his game even this year, and was more dedicated to that run because of the talent that he had available. And you look at what Philadelphia's been able to do this year, there's no denying they've been a juggernaut in the run game, and it's going to be curious to see. Could it be something like we saw 2 years ago when the Arizona Cardinals lost the Super Bowl? 2 days later, their defensive coordinator was hired by Arizona, stayed right there after the Philadelphia Eagles lost that Super Bowl in Arizona. We could see maybe Kellen Moore stick around in New Orleans after the Eagles play the Chiefs on February 9th.
Thank you, Steve. A pleasure as always. Very informative. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We won't hear anything after Monday. And like Steve's saying, if it is Kellen Moore, chances are it'd be the Monday after the Super Bowl. We'll be back with Ronald Surpass, WWL.